On Point, hosted by Peter Van Aartrijk. Conversations with interesting and informative experts on technology, branding, culture, social media marketing, and other great topics.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Peter Van Aartrijk, your host for On Point, brought to you by our good friends at Wells Media, which includes Insurance Journal, Carrier Management, and other fine publications. Today, our guest is Tyler Asher, who's president of Independent Agent Distribution at Liberty Mutual. Welcome, Tyler.
Thanks, Peter. Great to be on with you.
Yeah, and we've had at least one chat like this in recent years. I know you guys are always doing research of independent agents and how they can improve from a digital perspective, which is kind of it's kind of become a kind of a buzzword. Digital, what does that mean? Well, if you think about it, it means it's what consumers are looking for. They're looking for a different conversation, a different way to connect with agents. And I think I'm not putting words in your mouth, Tyler, but I think agents are the ones who are doing well, are embracing these technologies we're going to talk about here. But also the ones who aren't, and the ones who don't have a reasonable website that even has that important online office. I think the window is closing where you're not going to be able to get away with this much longer. I mean, that's my feeling when I've observed, but agents that are doing well are just doing things differently. And it's really kind of exciting stuff that you've uncovered in your research. So I know this research has been around a while. We want to talk about the next phase that you guys have going on, which is really cool, which is something that all agents can benefit from, not just Safeco or Liberty Mutual agents, but all of them, which I think is awesome. But Tyler, maybe you could just touch on roughly the who, what, when, where, why, and how of this research, why you do it, and what are you learning on behalf of agents?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, you know, we launched some research earlier this year on the rise of the digital insurance agency. And really, that was intended for us to help better understand the connection between digital adoption and revenue growth. I think intuitively, we've always thought there's a great degree of connection between the two, but really trying to quantify and understanding it. And what we found wasn't necessarily surprising, but it was significant nonetheless, which is that digital agencies, those that have adopted digital, were growing 60% faster than their less digital counterparts. The report was also impactful because it looked at very specific capabilities and how they correlate to revenue growth. So we measured probably about 20 different variables in the report. 7 came out as being really correlated to top line growth. Those capabilities ranging from really basic fundamentals like social media to more advanced innovative features like artificial intelligence and chatbots. So the research not only confirmed what many of us suspected, which is digital has a direct impact to revenue, but it also gives us and agency partners a great understanding of which tools and tactics agents should be prioritizing as they think about embarking on a digital transformation journey.
Okay, let me just go, because we're going to be talking about the next phase and how agents can assess where they're at. But let's touch a little more deeply on these 7 revenue driving digital capabilities, because I think what you said, ranging from fundamentals to things that are more innovative. Under fundamentals, we have social media and online quotes. They've been around a while. Frankly, I think it's pointless to worry about those two if you don't have a great website. I mean, a website has to be a fundamental too, wouldn't you say?
Oh, completely. And I think to your point, many of these in the fundamental category are becoming or have been table stakes for some time. So the time is now. So if agents are assessing their current capabilities and they're seeing they're really behind in even some of the fundamentals, the time is now to really get going. And we do believe that's table stakes, something to build on as agents go up towards more advanced capabilities. But social media, online quote, having a modern mobile-friendly website, absolutely critical.
Yeah, and it's interesting because a lot of agents will say, well, we don't do a lot of marketing. We just rely on referrals. And I always want to say, well, what, referring to where? How do you know that they are looking at you online? And if they see a disappointing website or a website that's off-brand from what they've heard from a friend, it just doesn't even work. But so many agents think of it as sort of like we have a website, we haven't updated in a while. And I think it's a missed opportunity. It's not for, obviously the ones who are growing really fast with Liberty Mutual are not in this category. So we don't mean to say that, but I would say there's thousands of agencies out there that just don't pay enough attention to the website so that you can be, have that face for all of this other marketing that's in this list of seven revenue driving digital capabilities. So, okay, Tyler, modernizations, there's three of them you mentioned. Well, you mentioned a couple, but this is the next phase beyond those fundamentals.
Yeah, so this is really building upon that base set of capabilities and really thinking about how do you engage with customers, you know, beyond just traditional means. So can you allow them to engage their agency digitally for self-service transactions, for communications, whether that be online chat, maybe through automated, you know, marketing campaigns or reinforcing through digital interactions over the, you know, the life of a policy. So really kind of building on some of those, you know, fundamental building blocks, taking it up one level to really focus on customer engagement and hopefully free up a lot of the agency for more sales focused activities versus doing reactive service via the phone, via email, to really allow more time to focus on building meaningful customer relationships and focusing on additional sales activities.
Okay, and then finally, on the innovative side, there's another level that you're tracking smart agents are doing.
And it really comes down to sophistication with things like paid social media advertising, looking at things like video quote proposals. Video quote proposals actually is a pretty exciting one because we see really significant lift for agents that are engaging that activity in terms of how many of their clients they convert through that experience. And yet still, even for the high adopters, we're only about 50% of the high adopters are using videos. If you look at the low adopters, 12%. So tons of headroom with respect to video and using that as a way to engage customers. And then for sophisticated agencies, really investing in AI and chatbots, things that allow their customers to interact with them anytime, anywhere.
You know, video is, I just look at that and I know a number of agencies who use video in all kinds of ways. It's such an awesome way to put a face on what is otherwise sort of a distant faceless industry. As a matter of fact, a lot of insurance carriers, a lot of insurance agents and other entities around the industry will show things like their buildings. They'll show like stock art. They'll show the inside of their office. You know, they'll show, you know, like company logos. It's stuff. It's a collection of stuff that seems sort of like obligatory. When in fact, when you look at photos of real people and video that's engaging in all kinds of ways, short video, I just think it brings to life what is we know is a great industry.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, at the core of what we do, this is a relationship business. And that face-to-face interaction is critically important. I think, you know, this COVID period has really accelerated that, especially as we've done more things digitally, where video really is kind of the equalizer there, where you're getting that personal human connection. You can see someone, you're looking at them from across the screen. It's not in person, but it's a better substitute than email or phone. So we think from an engagement standpoint, tons of potential there. And really the industry and agents just getting started at capitalizing on it.
So you have all this data, Tyler. You guys have been doing this for a while, and I think you've been thinking about ways, obviously, which is what we're going to talk about here next, to bring it to life, to get agents to maybe engage more with it. What are you doing? So what are you doing now? Can you tell us where they can find it, and if folks can safely surf while they're listening here?
Yeah, so we've got a ton of resources available on agentforthefuture.com. And in particular, the resources that we're talking about, how they really do a self-assessment, look at their digital capabilities, they can find that at agentforthefuture.com/unlockingdigital. And there they'll find all the resources that we're going to talk about and the interactive experience that we've created for them to really explore where are they in their journey and how to get started next.
Okay. So was I right in saying that this is what you wanted to do next, to bring the data to life, to actually make it more engaging? Can you talk more about it? What's there?
No, absolutely. And really, until now, there really hasn't been a significant, there really has been a significant gap in the industry in terms of accessibility of digital insights for agents. There's a lot of great advice out there, but it's in so many different places and often doesn't have a cohesive strategy behind it. So we set out to fill that gap, you know, in part by creating something that really focuses on the unique needs of agents and helps them put together the puzzle pieces in a way that makes sense for their agency. So we've leveraged all of the research that we've done to create a new experience that really is based on those same baseline digital capabilities that I mentioned, the 7 that are correlated, but broadly speaking, there's about 15 that we assessed to help them get started no matter where they are. So that comes with a self-assessment to help them orient themselves on the framework, where they are, and how to get started about taking the next steps.
Okay. So we also, I guess, when you guys are a personal lines company, obviously, I guess we should have mentioned that, not that people don't know, but just to be sure. But in looking at this list of digital capabilities that, again, you're tracking agents and what they're doing, I would assume that this would really work in any line of business, right? I mean, it can't possibly just be for personal lines.
No, in fact, Peter, so we go to market today for Safeco Personal Lines, but Liberty Mutual Small Commercial is also part of our organization. So we have a foot in both camps. And I would tell you, when we do the research, we're really asking agents about both. So it isn't particularly a personal lines. It really does apply to small commercial and how agents are engaging small business owners as well. We've done some in prior research, just really trying to understand how customers and small business owners think about the importance of the digital experience when considering who they do business with. And you'd be surprised, we were surprised, you know, the survey results are as strong for small business owners as they are for personal lines consumers. So the expectations for both are sky high. And when we ask consumers and small business owners, you know, will it impact your decision to stay? Nearly all say they'd be willing to switch business to do business with somebody else if the digital experience was more compelling, if it was easier to use and allowed them to access the company anytime, anywhere. So we think the stakes are equally high and that this resource is a great tool for any agent, whether you're in personal lines, small business, or both.
So I think one of the statistics in that study of 600 US consumers, 82% believe a company's digital experience is either somewhat or very important when they're considering doing business. That's what you're talking about, right? Or are you talking about more retention finding?
No, I was talking about the statistic you just cited. It's critically important for how customers think about buying, how they think about the purchase experience, how they think about being onboarded to a new product. And again, equal application to personal and commercial.
Yeah, if you think, why should the insurance industry be any different than companies who are at or close to what Amazon does for people? Like you always think that's what people want. They really do want that. They don't necessarily want to be put on hold, et cetera. So again, I think I'm looking at this list of things that are from fundamentals to modernizations to innovations, as you call them. And you look at them and say, this is kind of what people, this makes total sense. So I question if agency owners who aren't, you know, feeling some sense of urgency here should really be rethinking things, because this is one of those areas that may not seem important. It doesn't seem urgent, but it's actually both now. You know, it's not, you can't just hang around and kind of ride it out. I mean, I think you guys are seeing, because you talked with a lot of agents who are in this space already in modernizations and innovations categories. So you know the ones who are doing well. This is not just a nice to have. This is how you're going to grow in the future.
We couldn't agree more. And actually, the period that we're in for the last, it feels like an eternity, but 18 months with COVID, it really has accelerated that trend. So to your point, this isn't necessarily like a new thing. Consumer expectations have been changing. They've been evolving based off of, you know, new baselines that have been set by Amazon, et cetera. And so this evolution really just has accelerated during this time period. And it is absolutely time to get started. And to your point, for most agencies, you know, if you're not embarking in this in some respect, you've got a little bit of catch up to do. And that's in part why we wanted to put together, you know, the resources. And there is a bit on what's stopping an agent from really embarking, you know, on this digital transformation journey for those that have chosen not to take material steps. And we know that, you know, agents have a lot of competing priorities. You're trying to hire and bring a new talent. You're trying to find new lead sources to drive new business. You're running a business. COVID didn't help with that either, right? The list keeps going. So the idea of adding digital into the day-to-day mix can feel overwhelming, especially for any new capabilities that an agency is implementing for the first time. And so we think it's really about prioritization, how to focus on the things that matter, how to focus on things that an agency can take small steps on without it being this overwhelming experience. You know, on top of that, though, I think a big part of why many agents haven't embarked on it is they really haven't embedded digital as part of their broader strategic plan for their business. And that's something that we highly recommend all agents do, put this research aside, but really taking a step back, sitting down, doing the hard work, and actually writing down what are the critical business objectives for the agency. What are you trying to achieve? Are you looking to grow in a certain sector? Are you really trying to free up sales time by moving very simple service? Are you trying to get more involved in your community? But writing those goals down is critically important. The next step is understanding that one of those pillars that will enable many aspects of that strategy is digital, and being very deliberate about what are the tactics that the agency can deploy to really begin to move the needle. And so a lot of the resources that we put together in this interactive tool are a framework to help agents understand where they are today and help them begin to plot a path for the future. But the most impactful digital strategies will be closely aligned with their larger business objectives.
Okay, so the tool allows an agent to take a look at itself and then against that lens of what really appears to be working from fundamentals all the way to innovations. Would you say that even agents, that if they're just really thinking this through, I mean, maybe they use email marketing in some way, maybe they use DocuSign, maybe they're using texting, maybe they have some social media. So some of the fundamental type stuff that they should not try to worry about, you know, a chat bot if they don't have the other things along this journey kind of, you know, cleaned up or at least prioritized.
Totally agree. And that's where it needs to be like a practical next step for an agency. So, you know, there is no template or model agency out there. We interact with thousands and thousands of agencies. So everybody's in a fairly different spot on their journey. So it's more about thinking about what's the next best step. So there's no need to jump to the very high end of the most sophistication if you don't have the fundamentals built, if you don't layer on top of that the next set of capabilities. And so we think there is an order to this. It's not a menu where you check, you know, just grab the last ingredient. You kind of have to build up. But it's also something that's not overwhelming, where any agency, depending on where they are, can continue to build. So maybe you've been at this for a long time. You've mastered even some of the things that we've called modernizations. You might be ready to take that next step. There are agents that have mastered, you know, things in the fundamental category where they're ready to move one level up or take what they're doing to another level. And so we think this is a resource where agents can really assess where are they and what are the next few steps they can take, again, so that it fits in with their overall agency strategy and that it's not just one more thing, which can feel overwhelming.
Right. Like one thing that happened, you mentioned COVID, certainly where was more use of video conferencing. So a video call, one of the things you note as a modernization could be something where you deliver a proposal or deliver a policy with some explanation. That would be an excellent use of a video, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And even, you know, one of the use cases that we think is, you know, which is great because it helps make an introduction to just video quote proposals, stepping a prospective client through the quote really putting a name to a face, really demonstrating the value of being a trusted advisor, and giving them advice on what coverages are included, why the pricing is good. We see tremendous success. And when we talk, go out and talk to agents, we see agents that are using video proposals that are closing, I don't want to say 100%, but they're closing 90% plus of the time, because nobody else is doing it. So it's still a relatively new tactic. It's something that agents can help differentiate themselves with. And honestly, in this COVID environment, we're also used to video. That objection to seeing yourself on the screen or recording has really been knocked down for a lot of producers. So what a great time to institutionalize this as a core growth strategy.
So maybe a little bit more about the how then. The agent goes to agentforthefuture.com and does the assessment. Do you think, you know, again, you guys have chronicled some, and you have some, you've had some webcasts on this, some really stellar agents who are well along this path, and they're telling stories of how they've won business and how they're growing, et cetera, et cetera. But a lot of agents might say, well, let me see where we're at. Maybe we could do this for a line of business or a line within a line, maybe just home insurance or maybe just renewals, or maybe we just use some of these technologies with our current customers and we do something else for prospects or vice versa. It can be overwhelming to try to change the whole, you know, turn around the whole ship at once, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and that's, like I said, the great part about the resources is they'll take a self-assessment on the website. They'll answer a set of questions. It'll basically give them an index score of where are they along each of these capabilities, and then really tailor the opportunity areas. And then for any agency, the most important thing is to take the next step. It's not necessarily to do it all at once, but it's like, what's something that you can do today? Is it generating, you know, a digital welcome kit? Is it focused on doing a digital newsletter? Is it really revamping the way you interact with customers, allowing texting has become commonplace, but, you know, online chat, are there other capabilities they can build? But we think for any agency, the self-assessment gives you a great clear picture of where you are now, and what are some practical things you can do to advance. The great part about agentforthefuture.com is it's a collective resource that we make available to all independent agents, whether you're appointed with us or not. It's a collection of expert insights, agent stories, in addition to the research and tools. And the agent stories we think are really compelling because they offer a blueprint to follow. Success stories of agents who have engaged in similar tactics, how they approached it, and the results that they're seeing. So if you're an agent, you're going through the self-assessment, and you see some clear opportunities, maybe in the modernization category, not only are there those expert pieces of advice, there are agent stories about how the other agents embarked on that same exact journey. In addition to that, you know, we pride ourselves at Safeco and Liberty Mutual providing resources to continue to demonstrate our commitment to the channel and to be champions for all agents. So no matter where you are on that journey, we also have company resources that we make available to our agency partners to help them get started with a number of programs and tactics that are proven to work.
You know, I was talking with an agent on this podcast a few months back, and he was describing, he was agency principal, he was describing the excitement that the staff was feeling these days, because in the midst of this horrible pandemic, they were able to emerge and then reemerge stronger, better, faster, more digital, a really strong culture, even stronger because people were, you know, galvanized behind the response to help consumers. And I think, you know, you can just feel it when agents have this kind of excitement about them, and it's because they finally figured out, and they don't need my help. They don't need me to tell them that, but they say, this is really not about us. This is about the customer. This is about the customer experience. If we can get out of our own way, get out of all the industry stuff and workflows that we're forced to do and think of this differently, you know, keep the customer experience at the center of all this, it's game changing. And in turn, I feel like the staff who works, you know, they work hard every day to help consumers, they're just energized. They're like, this is really cool. We didn't know how DocuSign worked. I mean, we were just looking around. We're looking for wet signatures everywhere we go. We didn't know that we could not just send an occasional email, but actually have an email marketing program. We didn't know what a self-service portal could do for us. That's why I guess, you know, there's different ways to skin this cat, Tyler, but I feel like that it's such a wonderful thing from a brand and culture standpoint when agents cross this divide.
Yeah, you hit on a couple points that I think are really critically important. One is we have to keep the customer at the center of all that we do. Now that feels super obvious. You know, it's much harder to do it each and every day. And as you hit on, COVID really forced us back to that, really refocused us on fundamentally, we're in the business to help customers, right? In their time of need. And COVID was, I think a test for the entire industry, a test for agents, a test for carriers to make sure that we were really living that each and every day because the need was so real. And so that kind of broader purpose that, we work in a noble profession, I think was brought to the forefront. And not that, many in the industry had forgotten it, but when you're in the midst of it, when you see it live, hey, people in the community need our help, or we've got small businesses that are having to shut their doors and close their doors, it became very real. So this is a great opportunity for us coming out of COVID to really recommit to that principle of putting the customer at the center of all that we do. So that was kind of the first thing you hit on. I think it's really important. The other piece was culture. And that to me is one of the most important things for any agency to really spend time on. And often you'll hear from agents like, what are your top priorities? And it might be digital transformation, but it might be bringing in new talent. But no matter which of those it is, it starts with the culture of the agency. What's the environment you're creating for your team? Are you looking to continue to grow, to continue to evolve the way you work, to really position the agency for the future? And I think in a lot of ways, COVID really accelerated that trend. You know, agents were forced to think about new ways of working. To your point, maybe figuring out for the first time how eSign worked, really taking advantage of self-service capabilities from their AMS providers or other maybe insurtech companies that are out there, really looking for different ways to serve customers via video, via online communications. But the key for us coming out of this is we don't need an event like COVID to facilitate that mindset. It's really about maintaining a growth mindset for the agency, really focusing on continuing to evolve and adapt, being willing to take on new risks and trying new things. So we think culture, absolutely critical, as is putting the customer at the center of everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think this is a really cool resource, Tyler. I appreciate you guys making it available to everybody. I guess the last question, and I don't know if there's necessarily a firm answer to this, but do you feel, in the years you've been doing this, the years you've been working with Safeco and Liberty Mutual, do you feel like that things are improving from on this topic we're talking about, or is it it's still kind of a more of a why we should do this versus now we're talking about the how? How do you evolve? Is it still a lot of why out there, or do you feel that things are improving?
I really do feel like we're at a pivotal point. And I think we've tipped over into the how over the why. We are incredibly inspired by what we've seen from agents in terms of how they've responded in the last 12 months. And we think that's momentum that will continue. As we look at our own digital adoption trends, our agents using all of the capabilities that we provided them, whether that's self-service, whether that's mobile apps, whether that's eSign, all of them have accelerated substantially in the past year. You saw in the survey results, we look at eSign, nearly 99% of those that are high digital adopters report using eSign. And even with the low adopters, above 80%. So that's really encouraging. And if you were to look at that 5 years ago, those numbers would be substantially lower. What's true across the entire channel is the pace of change will only accelerate. We'll change more in the next few years than we have in the last decade. But I think we have a tremendous opportunity right now coming out of the environment that we're in to continue that momentum. And as you said, really put the why behind us in the rearview mirror, really focus on how to continue to evolve. And if I look back broadly at the independent agency system, I'd say one of the hallmarks of the success of the system, the success of all independent agents, has been the ability to evolve and adapt over time, the willingness to invest, to really meet customers' rising expectations. I think that's certainly being tested right now, but I think agents will continue to rise to the occasion. We'll come through this stronger than ever before.
Well, Tyler, I really appreciate your time today. And on behalf of our listeners, best of luck to you with this resource. It's excellent.
Thanks again, Peter. Appreciate being on.
This has been On Point with Peter Van Aartrijk, a podcast presentation of Wells Media Group.